Communications on campus. Jeff Morris, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
Certainly appreciate you calling in this morning and giving our listeners an update as to some of the decisions that have been made at Kansas State University and maybe also some perspective on how you came to the decisions that you did. But first off, let's talk about the immediate aspect of what the plans are for Kansas State University next week.
Well, Dave, what we're doing is we're going to suspend classes for a week because we'll be moving classes to online or remote learning opportunities the following week and thereafter and until the situation clears up a little bit. So next week we will not be having classes on campus. The campus will be open. Operations will proceed. But we're gonna push classes for a week, which will give our faculty time to prepare their classes to move things to a different environment in the following week.
What do you anticipate that to be like for members of your faculty to make that adjustment?
Well, we've been working on this for a while now, and we've been sending out guidance on how to prepare classes and move them. To be honest, we're going to see some very creative solutions as people look for ways that they can teach in alternative methods. As you know, we have labs, and we have a lot of things that people need to do. So we're really looking at them to sort of take a new look at how they deliver the course content and prepare for this new world that we're going to inhabit for a little while.
What do you anticipate down the road? Is this going to be do you have like a group that comes together and discusses, you know, on a regular basis what's happening with the coronavirus
Yes.
concerns?
We actually have two groups that are meeting daily right now. We have our emergency work plan group, and that's the group that's really working on the operations of the university, looking at the decisions and the policies. That group's been meeting for weeks now. We also have a group that works on academic continuity, and that's the group that specifically works on how do we deliver classes and what guidance do we give faculty as they're preparing to meet these challenges.
Are you able to kind of look down, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks down the road and even all the way to the conclusion of the semester as to, you know, you kind of maybe what, pigeonhole some ideas as a game plan for things like open house and commencement too?
Yeah, we're reviewing all of our events right now and looking at what we have left. We've compiled a master list of the events that we have through now and the end of the semester, and we're sort of looking at those on a case-by-case basis as the situation unfolds. You know, at this time, we want to see how what happens with the virus spread. You know, it's not in our communities now, as far as we know. And if it does get here, then, of course, that will change the calculus on that. One of the things we'll do as we look at classes, we'll say, well, if we go a week or two and we decide we can resume in-person classes, we will. But we will make sure we give people at least a week's notice before we do that.
It's a very fluid situation, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it has been. And we anticipate that. That's why we're meeting daily and updating our information. I'd encourage people to go to our website. We have a website, k-state.edu/COVID-19. That site is updated every day with the latest information, and it does change, sometimes even hourly.
Speaking with Jeff Morris, Vice President of Communications at Kansas State University. And Jeff, do you have any updated information on the 14 K-Staters that came back from Italy that have been self-quarantined at Jardine?
Yes, we're monitoring those students on a daily basis in conjunction with Lafine Health Services and also the Riley County Health Department. So far, nobody has shown any symptoms. The students are in what they call quarantine, which is following the CDC guidance. They're being fed and they're being housed. They're practicing social isolation. We talk to them very frequently about what that means. And this, I will say the students are being very cooperative. They understand the seriousness of the situation. We're hopeful they've been in, I think, 4 or 5 days now. So we're hoping that in a few more days they can be released and go back to going back to their lives.
They actually have not been tested, though.
No, not at this time. As far as we know, we have not done any testing. Mm-hmm. I don't believe there's been a lot of testing done in our market, as far as we understand.
Yeah, not that I'm familiar with either. Goodness gracious. And, you know, and Brandon Peoples and I were talking earlier about, you know, experiences that we can relate to this scenario too. You know, I've been in radio on and off mostly for 40 years now. I've never seen anything like this. How about you?
No, we were talking this morning. This is a new one for me, too. And my career has been about 40 years, and this I never had a situation like this or one that developed quite this quickly. So I will say that the response of the university community and our faculty and staff has just been nothing short of amazing. People have gone to heroic measures to get things prepared and to respond and do this because we know we're not done. We know we have a lot more work to do, but it's been a challenge to the university, and I would say from what I've seen, the university has responded in an admirable fashion in terms of what we're trying to get done for our students, faculty, and staff. And the other thing I'd like to say, Dave, is one of our primary concerns here is about the community of Manhattan. One of the reasons we made this decision was we said we're going to bring a lot of people back. The studies show that if you can sort of mitigate the spread of the disease, then that really helps the long-term health of the community should the disease come here. So that's, you know, we're following the national guidelines and looking at that and trying to make sure that we're trying to be very involved with Manhattan, too, because Manhattan is our home. And it's not just K-State, it's very much the entire community.
Do you interact with athletics and some of the things that they have coming up? Because, you know, there's baseball games, not to mention what's happening in Kansas City with the Big 12 tournaments.
Yes, we do. They're part of our planning team. They're deeply involved. And some of the Big 12 stuff, we will be getting guidance from the Big 12 conference, and we've already seen some of that, as you mentioned, with the basketball season or with the basketball tournament in Kansas City. So we're definitely involved with athletics. The alumni
pass along to our listeners this morning.
I would just tell people, you know, this is sort of a big change, and we're asking people to remember that we're doing this, you know, proactively, and that as a way to sort of mitigate a potential situation. And that right now, you know, people are not panicky and remain calm because right now we're not, you know, we're still in a fairly low risk situation as far as we know in this community. Our goal is to make sure that we can keep that as long as we can and also look out for the interests of our students and our citizens and the people in Manhattan.
How's the campus supply of toilet paper?
You know, I don't know. But we are checking on those things, and we're checking on, you know, the typical stuff, the protective gear, food, you know, all those logistics come into it. So it's really a big logistical challenge when you think about the number of people we have and making sure that we have adequate supplies to get us through the next period.
One of the things that, you know, I want to go back in a little bit more of a serious nature here with the classes that are being done online. There are so many students that live in rural areas that don't have as good online access as what we may have here in Manhattan. What is being done, you know, to try to mitigate that scenario for those rural students?
Well, our guidance to students has been if you have a situation where you don't have alternative housing, because some students don't, or you don't have adequate internet access, and our residence halls are remaining open. Our campus housing options are remaining open because we want students to be able to do that. So if they're welcome to come here. We're putting out letters with guidelines for how they can help maintain social distancing in the residence halls here. So we're looking at that option, and also if students have specific questions or concerns, our student life folks are doing a wonderful job of working out and trying to mitigate those on a one-on-one basis.
So a student could come back, stay in their dorm next week, and follow along with, well, not next week, but the week after, once online classes kind of take over there, the week of, what, the 23rd?
Actually, they could next week because the dorms will be open. They will open Sunday.
Well, that's a lot of information, Jeff. Anything that we haven't talked about?
Well, there probably is, but I can't probably recall it right now because there is a lot of information. And I would say we are reaching out to all the specific populations. We're reaching out to the students, we're reaching out to the faculty, and we're reaching out to the staff, employee members, because as you can imagine, this generates a lot of questions. We have a lot of answers. We don't have all the answers. And so we're telling people, be patient. If we have a question and we get one, then we try to get the answer back to them as soon as we can. So, again, I'd encourage people to go to our website at links off the homepage, kstate.edu/COVID-19, because that's where the latest and most up-to-date information is going to be.
And, of course, we'll be more than happy to have you on the air to talk about any updates and changes and whatever the case may be. So We certainly appreciate you taking some time out of your crazy busy schedule to bring us up to date. I know you've got your hands full, so we'll let you get back to taking care of those details. Jeff Morris, Vice President of Communications at Kansas State University. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you too, sir. And stay healthy.
Working on that from a lot of different perspectives. Jeff Morris here at News Radio KMAN. A look at our forecast and some additional news headlines coming up in a moment.